Welcome, everyone, to the HB Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. Today, we have back with us Stacey Baum and Bob Whalen. Just some quick housekeeping here. It's a reminder that this podcast and these communications are intended for HB Global employees. And so we do recognize that this is a public forum and the public has access, but the views expressed in this podcast are of Bob Whalen in the context of HB Global and may not fit broader audiences. All right, housekeeping done. So let's hop right into it. Today's podcast is about the positive impact that HB Global and the employee owners at HB Global have on their communities. So I'll pass it over to you, Stacey and Bob. Take it from here.
Thanks, Jamie. So Bob, I'm excited to talk to you today a little bit about this topic. I think this is one that our employees may not often stop and consider their impact, how their job influences the communities that we work in. As a growth organization, we're always adding new businesses and new employees to our organization. So I think our impact has grown over the years as well. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on how our employees and our organizations are impacting the communities where we work.
Yeah, I think this is a really important part of who we are and, you know, what we're about as an organization. And I like to think of, you know, how we impact the communities that we're in, you know, really in four areas. You know, first, I think just in the work we do. And, you know, I know we'll get into some specifics about, you know, the work that we do and how that impacts the communities. But that's the first thing. And, you know, maybe the most important. And then secondly, you know, I think just by doing the right thing, you know, we impact the communities we're in, just how we approach being, you know, part of our communities, I think is a big part of what we do as an organization as well. And then certainly a big part of who we are specifically and impacting the communities is through the acquisitions, you know, we do. You know, every time we do an acquisition, we bring more employee owners, you know, into the fold. And I think that that's a big impact and serve a lot of other ways through the acquisitions we do. And then I think lastly is how we give back to our communities through the charity work that we do. And a lot of that charity work is built around our customers and how we can make a positive impact, you know, for our customers. But I think that that's, you know, the fourth way that we do that.
Great. Can't wait to talk a little bit more about each of those four ways. So if we can start maybe just getting your thoughts on the impact that the actual work has on the communities that each of our employees is doing.
Yeah, this and there's a reason that this is first. I think this is how most of our employee owners really feel like we give back to the community. And I think it's important for me as the CEO of the organization to acknowledge the great work that our employees do. And, you know, there's so many stories about the impactful things we do for communities. And, you know, I think, you know, maybe one of the best stories is around the things that we did to support COVID. You know, when we came into 2020, nobody had even thought about COVID or a pandemic or what that meant. But we happened to have a business in Boston, you know, North Shore Mechanical, that is heavily involved in life sciences. And as the pandemic would play out, you know, a big part of responding to the pandemic was around development of vaccines and testing materials and all that. And lo and behold, that was all happening in the Boston marketplace with our customers. And we were involved and asked to do incredible things for some of our customers that were producing those, the vaccines, the testing. And we were able to do that. And it was a great sense of pride for our entire organization to know that, you know, we were there as an organization through the work that we do every day to support not only, you know, the Boston community, but humanity. And so, you know, that's the biggest example, but we do this every day through so many other things. You know, the work that we do in healthcare in Florida and up through the East Coast. There is a need for senior living. And, you know, we do a lot of that work in the Philadelphia marketplace. With the change in the economy and what's happened, you know, with the internet, logistics have totally changed in the United States. And we happen to be in a logistical hub right here in central Pennsylvania. So we've had a big part in the warehousing that needs to be built, you know, to support that change. And, you know, the work that we do in building, you know, new residential houses and replacing, you know, residential units when they need to be replaced. We've just experienced the 100 degree weather, you know, in the Northeast, and our people out there in lots of these situations, in very uncomfortable, you know, situations. But we get the residents of those homes back up and running. That's where our work is really impactful and makes a difference in the communities we're in. And that's why I think we prioritize what we actually do is the most important thing, you know, that we do for our community. And we're really proud of it. And we think we do really important work.
All great examples, Bob. We do really great work. Our employees, I know, are proud of the quality work that we put in place and the projects that we get to be a part of. You know, we certainly hear plenty of stories where employees like to drive around and show the buildings that they helped complete for owners to their families and friends. It is really exciting, not just for this generation, but generations to come. So I think the work that we do is really exciting to all of our people.
Well, and the interesting part about that is, you know, a lot of great work was done before we even acquired some of these companies. But we actually take pride now in that was our organization, you know, that did that work, you know. So I know, you know, people travel for vacation, you know, in some cases, you know, a lifelong trip that they've wanted to take to someplace in the Caribbean. Well, the Atlantis in the Bahamas. We did the work there, you know, and that was before WR Nash was part of our organization. But we take great pride in that. And there's so many examples, you know, of the things that our organization has done, you know, over time that we're proud of. And I think it's an important part of the fabric of our company that we can all take pride in all of the things that we've done as an organization.
Great examples. So if we move into the next item of doing the right thing, I think this is something that just resonates with most of our organization because we're such a culture-driven and core value-driven organization. So do you want to share your thoughts on what doing the right thing means to our organization?
Yeah, I think this is a really important part of supporting our communities is just always doing the right thing. And that can play out in so many ways, some big, you know, some small, you know, but doing the right thing can be anything from, you know, a customer of ours has a medical emergency, you know, and us making sure that we support that customer as they go through that medical emergency. I mean, we're touching customers every day. So it's inevitable that those cases are going to go up. But some of the things that I'm most proud of is when our organization steps out of our job, you know, and support what's going on. You know, there's examples of people having heart attacks, you know, in their home while we're there. And we make sure, you know, that we've called the ambulance, getting them there, are there for that person as we wait, you know, for the medical professionals to take over. There's car accidents along the side of the road. I personally have seen our service trucks pulled over, you know, at a car accident, not that they were in, but that they just were the first on the scene, you know, to pull over. And you see them making sure, you know, that everybody that was in the accident. And those are just, you know, some of the everyday examples, but this is you hear so many stories about people not doing the things that they need to do, you know, in their community, and just walking by, you know, a bad event that happens and not offering a helping hand. Some of the things I'm most proud of is when our organization just does the right thing. You know, it may not be convenient at that time, you know, to have to spend your time doing this, but we do it because we're human beings first. You know, we're part of the communities that we're in and support that. And those are some of the things that I'm most proud of our organization, you know, when you hear those stories. And we try to make sure when we hear about those things that we recognize, you know, the individuals that have done that. And because it's who we are and it's who we want to be. We want to be the best versions of ourselves every day. And as an organization, I think we want to support that.
I think a lot of our employees are so gifted at building good lasting relationships on the job sites every day with the project teams that they're working with to support our customers. I think those relationships well extend the norm of the business. I think that our employees just are really gifted at making those good choices and making other people feel that they can count on our employees to get the job done and be there for the community and the interests that matter to our customers and subcontractors.
Yeah. And there's just so many little ways that we can show that. I know our residential business, we have a lot of elderly customers. And, you know, anybody that deals, you know, with an elderly population, you know, a lot of those folks are lonely. And so when they call in, the average call length is much longer, you know, and, you know, our people are busy, but they take the time to really make that customer feel comfortable, let them know that we're going to take care of their situation and help them out. And so it can play out just in so many ways, but way before, you know, the importance of us being HB Global or one of our divisions, you know, we are, you know, a member of our community, and it's important that we just do the right thing, you know, every day. And everybody knows what that stuff is. You know, you don't have to define that for everybody. You just know. And it's the little things that make the difference. And I think all of our divisions are known for doing that in the communities where they live.
I agree. I think it's definitely inspirational to those around to have a positive attitude and do those small things. Even just a simple hello as you're passing someone in the hallway, I think makes a difference in someone else's day. So I think our team definitely does a fantastic job of that and naturally does it day after day. Maybe we can shift into talking about your thoughts on the impact that we have through acquisitions on all of our communities.
Yeah, this is a great one too. And I think this, you know, when I got involved at HB McClure in 2008, you know, I didn't have a plan to do a lot of acquisitions. And now fast forward 15 years later, 16 years later, you know, we've done close to 25 acquisitions, you know, in the company. So it's become a big part of who we are as an organization and how we've grown. But I think one of the things that we didn't recognize at the time is that we would use this vehicle to improve the communities, you know, that we're in through employee ownership. And so the primary thing that we achieve through doing acquisitions is we bring employee owners into the fold. So from day one that they're part of our company, we always recognize all the time and service they have with the employer that they were with, and they become an employee owner, you know, day one. And so they're starting to accumulate ownership in our firm from the very first day that they join us. And I believe we're improving communities that we're in through doing that by retired employees having the resources, you know, they need us to sustain their standard of living after they stop working for us. And so through the acquisitions, you know, I think we just make the communities better that we're in, because people, our employee owners, are better prepared for retirement. And then secondly, we also give the former owners of the business a vehicle to take care of all the people that help them get there. You know, as business owners, you know, we always hear about the negative caricature about what business owners are, which is really not what my experience, you know, has been in business. I see business owners that take on an incredible amount of responsibility that they feel towards the employees that work for them. And what selling to HB Global allows an owner to do is, yes, they've gotten to the part in their career where they need to monetize what they own in that business for their own retirement, but they also recognize that they didn't do that by themselves. And so they want to take care of the employees that helped get them there. And one way for them to do that is to sell to HB Global, who's an employee-owned company, that which will allow those employees to gain ownership in the company that they work for. And they take great pride. And in many cases, in almost all cases, they sold their business to us, and it was not where they could have gotten the most money for themselves. There was some other opportunity, you know, for them that they could have sold to somebody else and gotten a little bit more money, but they wanted to take care, you know, of their employees. And additionally, in lots of cases, they actually take part of the purchase price and distribute, you know, some of that purchase price, you know, to, in some cases, to their leadership teams, in some cases to more broader, you know, audience of their employees. But it's through this vehicle, you know, that we are able to give business owners an opportunity to really support the communities that they live in through selling to somebody that it's not only thinking about the business today, but is thinking about it for a very long time. If you think about what our mission is around creating value for our employees, that doesn't play out in a month or 3 months or a year. It plays out over a very long period of time. And this gives those business owners an opportunity, you know, to have a legacy around not only doing what's in their best interest, but doing what's in the best interest of their employees. And we have now a track record of not just selling owners that story that we're going to take care of their employees. You know, I can point to the employee balances of the employees that are at IT Landis and say they've been with us since 2014. And over the last 9 years, this is what they've accumulated through employee ownership. And we are incredibly proud of that. And we know that that contributes to the communities that they're in. Those employees, you know, are in the Philadelphia market as opposed to Harrisburg, where we lived. That just allowed us to contribute to another community and make a positive impact.
I love the thought that we're in it for the long game and the impact that has on our communities that we're serving. That is something that, you know, I think there's always a little bit of fear when a company's acquired by someone else of what does this mean? What changes are coming? Are we going to lose the team members we've been working with and we know from a client standpoint? Is it going to be a lasting organization? Can we count on them in 5 years from now? And I think that's our model, that we want to continue serving the clients that we already have the relationships with. And we want to keep the team members in place that serve those clients and have already built those relationships.
Well, and one of the things that we do through our acquisitions is we always, you know, connect those owners to the extent they want to talk to former owners that have sold to us. And you know, what you were told through the process, how did that play out? You know, and we just, you know, basically, you know, say, here's the companies we've sold to. These are the owners. You know, they're all willing to basically talk to you about their experience, you know, and that's where our core value of trust comes in. You know, we try to align as closely as possible to what we've said, to what we've delivered. And we take that very seriously. And we think that that builds trust. And, you know, now that we've been doing this for a long time, it was inevitable that we'll have, you know, some acquisitions that were less successful, you know, than others. But those owners are still there, you know, to give a well-rounded story of what's going on. And you know, what we look at as a business is every single time, you know, we're trying to execute, you know, on what we said we would do. And we're really proud that we can hand that list over and we don't lose sellers because of the feedback we get. It just, you know, aligns our message, you know, with what's really happened. And now we have a track record of it, which, you know, we're incredibly proud of. But you can only get that through doing it for a relatively long period of time. And 14 years isn't, you know, a short period of time, but we have aspirations to be doing it for a lot longer than that.
That's right. I think the other area where acquisitions support our communities is that we have a lot of knowledge sharing. So as we're acquiring new businesses in new areas, those teams are getting to be part of a wealth of knowledge from all over the country in different areas, different services. And I think they can take that new knowledge and way of doing things back to their customers. I think they benefit.
There's no doubt. And I just think of a conversation that I had with Sal Baccio this morning. You know, we were talking about the positive impact that the Bell acquisition has made on the rest of our organization. And why one of the things we try to do with every single acquisition is to learn, you know, from those things that organization does better than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, and certainly, you know, we're trying to apply best practices across our entire organization. But we were talking, you know, literally within the last hour about the contribution, you know, that we see, you know, out of the Bell organization and what they've been able to do. And Sal actually showed me, you know, a piece of paper. And why do we think Bell has been able to contribute so much to our organization? Well, when they were having their meeting of their senior leaders, Sal went around the room and collected the years of experience, you know, from all of their senior leaders. And there was 513 years of experience in that room, which averaged, you know, more than 20 years of tenure. And that's what, you know, not only do we get as an organization out of doing that acquisition, but it benefits, you know, everybody at HB Global. And you only can do that if you take advantage of it. And it's one of the things that we get out of acquisitions, that if you don't really think about it, you don't really realize how all these things compound on themselves.
I love the story with Bell's tenure. I was in the room for that exercise, and it was so impactful to hear that number of years of experience in a room that was set up in a U-shaped table. It wasn't an auditorium filled with employees. It was a U-shaped table of all of these extremely talented and knowledgeable leaders. So it was definitely fun to be there and observe that.
Yeah, this is just a great example of, you know, why I am so proud of what has happened with HB Global. And, you know, and I think about how much impact our 2,000 employee owners have played on that, you know, and as time goes on, there's so many people within our organization that you can point to that have made such a big impact. And frankly, it's up and down the organization. You know, when we talk about these things of contributing to our community, you know, there are a lot of people in the organization that have contributed a lot more to our communities than Bob Whalen has, you know, and I am so proud of that and take pride in every single one of our employee owners, you know, that have made those contributions.
That's great. Bob, I think now we can probably move into talking about the local impact of giving back.
Yeah. So obviously we take a great deal of pride in the charities, you know, that we've contributed to. And we do that through a multitude of ways. First of all, and most important, I think we're sensitive to our customers, you know, that the people that put trust in us to do work for them, they have things that are really important, you know, for them that are directly tied to their organization in some cases, or are just an important part of the charity work we do. And we certainly contribute, you know, we use that to contribute, to show, you know, that we value our customers and the things that are important to them are important to us. You know, so I think that that's a big part of what we do. And we also, you know, contribute to many things because they're important to our employee owners or have touched our employee owners, you know. And so a lot of the charity work we do around healthcare is people have been impacted, you know, and so we have, you know, unfortunately, many employee owners that have been touched by cancer in some way. And so, you know, us to contribute, you know, to those charities is important to us. You know, I know personally, I got to see, you know, ALS up close and personal with my best friend. And so ALS has been an important part of what we've done as an organization as well. And then I think, you know, it's also our charitable giving is also focused on the future. And so we do a lot of charitable work around the youth in our communities, whether that be through sports programs and we can do some advertising to support the youth teams, or if there's something that we're doing, you know, for the educational system to support. You know, I think those are the ways that generally we've given back to charity, but I think it's a really important part, and it's a really something that we can do in the short run, you know, to show that, you know, we're part of this community too, and we want to support those things that make it better. And frankly, one of the things I'm most proud of is when you see the things that we support with our time. Yes. You know, lots of times it's easier just to write a check to a charity, and it takes, you know, that 1 second to do that. And yes, it's impactful to our organization that we've done that. But I think about, you know, all of the 2,000 employee owners that are spending their time making a contribution, you know, to their community, you know, whether it be volunteering in a school. You know, we have employees that will volunteer in the school that their kids go to, or, you know, that we've been involved in Habitat for Humanity over time with things we've done there, or the United Way, you know, Day of Giving, you know, where people are doing work. We do that all over, you know, the country. And I think those are some of the things that as an employee owner, we can all be proud of, because we're all in our own way part of that, either supporting, allowing that employee the time to go out and do that, or actually, you know, doing it ourselves. And, you know, we're proud of all of those things.
And I think that the mention of our employees' time to going to events, whether it's during the workday or on their own personal time, you know, even the workday events, they are, in most cases, we run really lean. Our teams are usually not overstaffed. So they're putting themselves behind, that they have to work longer and to catch up from that time they were away. And it's important to them.
I am so proud of the sacrifices that I see our employee owners, you know, make for our community. And it does not go unnoticed. We notice, you know, these things. And, you know, it is exactly those types of behavior, you know, that I think, you know, we're looking for in employee owners of HB Global or any one of our divisions. We want people, certainly they have personal needs and their employment is in part to serve what they're trying to accomplish in their life. But they also, you know, have another side to them that's about giving back to their communities, making the places where they live, you know, a better community. And we're really proud of those things, and we want it to be a fiber of our organization and what we do.
Bob, can you talk a little bit about how our teams work from an ESOP standpoint to give back? I know not all ESOPs are created equally, and not all ESOPs survive. So, you know, what are our teams doing to help educate and guide some other teams that are ESOP outside of our organization?
Yes. So thank you for asking about that. It is something that I think we take a lot of pride in as an organization. In its most direct form, an ESOP is a retirement plan, you know, and it just happens to be, you know, in our stock. But we take great pride in making it more than just a retirement plan. It's embedded into our culture, and we try to live that every day. And I think about, you know, some of the things, you know, we're talking about of really giving autonomy at every level of the organization, and really having, you know, every single one of our employee owners feel like they have autonomy over certain aspects of what they do in their job. And we do a lot of work around the different organizations that support ESOPs and trying to give back through those organizations of espousing the value of ESOPs to other companies, whether they're thinking about starting an ESOP or whether an organization is just looking for best practices and how they communicate an ownership mentality to their employee base. It's part of their ESOP. There's a number of different ways that we do that, but I think it's something we take very seriously. And I'll give you the story, and we talk about it oftentimes in acquisition. So we think one way for a company to convert their employees to employee owners is to sell to another ESOP, you know, and we're part of that solution. We're not the only one. There's other ways to do that. And we would certainly point, you know, those folks in another direction if they felt like we weren't the best solution for them. You know, and so that's one way, you know, for us to do that. But I have been part of encouraging companies that we talk to about acquiring, about doing the ESOP themselves. You know, we really play a role to owners. It's a way to press the easy button and have your employees be an ESOP. Pressing the hard button is doing all the hard work internally to actually convert your company to an ESOP. And we've had a number of companies we've talked to where they've done that. And so, you know, we've helped companies that have talked to us about acquisition, about creating their own. We acquire companies, and then we also support the ESOP associations, you know, that are out there around a whole, you know, slew of issues that come up around supporting ESOPs. And we support our employees going to speak at the conferences. I think about, you know, all of our employees really up and down the organization. You know, we have technicians that have spoken at ESOP associations, which is totally outside of their comfort zone, but they go and do it and say, hey, this is how it's impacted my life. And we believe strongly in that.
Thank you, Bob. It's been great catching up with you on some of these areas where we're impacting our communities that we work. So thank you for the time and discussion today. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both, Bob and Stacy. That was really fantastic hearing about the impact that HB Global has on its communities and really how every employee owner is able to live out their purpose through their time at HB Global. So thank you everyone for joining us today. If you have questions for Bob or Stacy, feel free to send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. And we will see you guys next month for the next podcast. Thanks, everyone.